From Troy Public Radio, this is In Focus, and I'm Carolyn Hutchison. If you spend much time around creeks, rivers, and swamps, you may have been lucky enough to see some playful river otters. In honor of World Otter Day, coming up on May 25th, we paid a visit to the Montgomery Zoo on Coliseum Parkway. There, overlooking a waterfall, we saw two North American river otters who were as curious about us as we were about them. According to the conservation organization American Rivers, otters are an indicator species of environmental water quality. So, in the presence of two of the most playful animals at the Montgomery Zoo, we found out more about otters from Michelle Johnson and Jen Hamilton. As you can tell by the sound of the water, we're on location today for In Focus. In fact, we're at the City of Montgomery Zoo with several special guests, and we are also overlooking a special exhibit. So, first of all, Michelle Johnson, welcome to Troy Public Radio.
Hi, how are you?
It's great to be here in person with you.
Thank you so much for coming out.
What do you do here at the Montgomery Zoo?
So I'm the Conservation Enrichment Elephant Care Manager here at the Montgomery Zoo. So my focus is on all the different conservation efforts and for enriching our animals.
And Jen Hamilton, welcome to Troy Public Radio.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, but we're overlooking an exhibit and the animals are listening to your voice. They know you well. What do you do here?
I'm the zookeeper too of the North American realm.
So you interact with these river otters, is that right?
I do. So I'm responsible for their daily care, their enrichment, training, and feeding, stuff like that.
A lot of your listeners may not have seen an otter in the wild. Describe them.
So they are about 20 pounds-ish. They are semi-aquatic, which means that they live both on the land and the water. They spend most of their time on the land. They have, if you see them, they have webbed feet that'll help them to swim through the water, and they have a thick grayish-brown coat that'll keep them warm and kind of insulated in the winter. They're kind of bullet-shaped almost, so they can move pretty fast in the water. They have tiny ears that they can close to keep that water out of their ears when they dive.
This otter is looking at you. What's the otter's name?
The one that's looking at me right now, that's Lisa. She's our oldest. She's about 6 years old.
And the other one?
And the other one is her daughter. Her name is Dot. She just turned 3 this past February.
How common are these otters in our area?
So otters are pretty common throughout the United States and in Canada. So you see them most places in Alabama, in the lakes, rivers, places like that.
What do they eat?
They'll eat a variety of different types of fish. They'll eat some shellfish, some regular fish. They'll eat small mammals, birds. So pretty much anything. They're carnivorous, so they eat basically meat and fish.
And where do they live, basically, around rivers and streams?
So they'll live on the shoreline, different types of areas, the sandy areas, rocky, grassy. They tend to make their nests in hollowed out logs, so they're more protected.
Michelle Johnson, we are facing World Otter Day. What is this about?
Yes, so every year we have designated a day to celebrate all the species of otter across the world. And that day falls on the last Wednesday of May. This year it'll be on Wednesday, May 25th.
So how is the Montgomery Zoo observing World Otter Day?
So we're actually going to have a special tent set up on that day, Wednesday, and we'll have some informational handouts, we'll have some coloring sheets for the kids, and we'll also have some paintings for sale to help raise some money for otter conservation.
Speaking of conservation, you and I had talked about the importance of cleaning up our environment. Are you doing anything along that line?
Yes, ma'am. Actually, we are going to be having our first annual river cleanup in honor of World Otter Day. This year, we're going to have it at Lagoon Park, which is a local area park in Montgomery, Alabama. So we are asking anyone who would like to volunteer to come help and clean up that little area. We'll have bags and gloves and invite everyone to come out and help us clean up a community outreach program for us.
And again, what day is that?
It's going to be Saturday, May 21st from 9 to 12.
Jen, it sounds like this is Otter Month here at the Montgomery Zoo.
Yes, it is.
What do you find that we need to know more about otters?
They're extremely intelligent animals, so I don't think a lot of people realize just how smart they are. So they like to stay engaged. We try to do stuff to keep them interested and engaged throughout the day.
Like how?
Different types of enrichment and training. We'll do different types of enrichment, auditory, visual, scent enrichment, puzzles. We'll give them puzzles with their food inside, and they have to manipulate them to get their food out. And then we do some training with them, so we can teach them different commands to help assist with their care.
Jen, is it important to do these enrichment activities to keep them engaged and thinking and solving problems?
It is. Like I said, they're extremely intelligent, so we want to give them something to do so they have entertainment throughout the day.
Give us your advice. If we should encounter otters in the wild, what do we do?
I would keep my distance from them. They are wild animals, just like the ones here. They're also wild animals. You don't want to get too close to them. They can do some damage if they wanted to. So,
Michelle, I'll let you have the last word. Tell us how to get in touch to find out more about World Otter Day, the cleanup, and the fun day here at the zoo.
Yes, ma'am. You can visit our website, which is www.montgomeryzoo.com, and you can go on to our volunteer site and register to volunteer. If you are wanting to come out on Saturday, May 21st to help out with a cleanup event, just register with our volunteer coordinator, and we hope to see you.
I want to thank you, Michelle, for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having us.
Jen, thank you so much for introducing us to these two otters who know you very well.
Thank you so much.
Joining us on location at the Montgomery Zoo were the mother-daughter otter duo, Lisa and Dot, as well as their zookeeper, Jen Hamilton, and conservation and enrichment manager, Michelle Johnson. You can find out more about the Lagoon Park cleanup on May 21st and World Otter Day festivities at the zoo on May 25th at the website montgomeryzoo.com. Thanks for joining us today for a fun In Focus, which is now a podcast on NPR One or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Carolyn Hutchison, and this is listener-supported Troy Public Radio.